Dave, when we drove around here, you said, oh, I'll be able to tell you everybody who's around the corner.
Yes, here we're around at the Cowrie Hole now. We're looking down towards Newcastle Bars, but there's the Cowrie Hole at the moment. It's just very photogenic. Beautiful backdrop here. We've got a little bay here that comes in between two sets of reefs. This handles like a south to southeast swell. Now we'll just see a guy paddling onto the wave now on a longboard there, a little right-hander. He'll catch that there all the way through into the shore here. It's not a bad little ride at times, but no, he's just fallen
off.
As we see this little girl take off, this is Justin Norris's daughter, or one of them.
You really can spot them all.
Look how good she's just ridden that wave. She's 6 years old, she's just surfed that 10 times better than that guy on the mall that's probably around about 30.
Go, you good thing.
Justin's out there in the water now. He's got his other daughter out there. Of course, they're identified.
So the kids are the ones with the little helmets on?
One's white. I don't know what the other colour is there. But
it's yellow.
Yeah, not bad to have an Olympic swimmer as a dad there.
So where's Dad?
Dad's out there right next. There he is, standing up.
Okay.
He's with the second girl. She looks a little bit smaller than that one. Yeah, it's just good to see that type of thing happen. Like,
gosh, that's shallow there, isn't it?
Picking her up out of the water now and about to throw onto a wave. But yeah, this break here, there's two breaks. The inside section here is the Cowrie Hole, and further out where the three other guys are. I could probably tell you who it is by their cars that are parked down there in the car park.
Yes.
But that's the break there that we call the Flat Rock. We can see a lot of action just off the Flat Rock. We've dolphins out there we're talking about before that are definitely schooling some fish and hunting them. You can see the difference in the colours of the water. It goes very deep out here. For some reason, the whales where these guys are sitting pretty much head to probably about 20 yards outside of them and then head straight out to sea. So this is probably one of the best spots in Newcastle to really have a look at the whales.
Now you tell me, after all those years I've spent up at Strzelecki looking at nothing.
Down here on top of the curved grandstand, here we go. She's on another little wave. Look at that stance. That one looks about 5. And she's coming second in this heat. She didn't do any...
Hang on, she did way better than me, Dave.
Didn't do any radical turns or hit the lip or anything like that. But yes, there's a bit of panoramic views from where we are. We're up at Fort Drive up the top here. Whereas, you've got the other roadway down.
Shortland Esplanade, isn't it? Esplanade. I remember in June coming home one night just before the council guys came out and closed it because there was the storm, there was the king tide, and the waves were breaking up over the road, and it was fabulous to watch.
Yes, every now and again they will close that section of the roadway off, and the surf will come over there with the big 2-metre tides, but it's also a very popular fishing spot just down towards the corner there at Nobby's, there where we've got the old soldiers' pool there. That's where they catch a lot of luddrick down there, and of course we can see the pelicans down here. We've got 5 very large ones down here. They've probably had a feed and just pruning themselves on the rocks. But
they look very fat and happy, don't they?
But yeah, they do. They look quite content like everybody else up here today.
And the only ones catching waves are Justin's kids.
Yeah, so we'll go down in a minute. We'll go down here and have a look at them a bit closer, hey. This break, the Cowrie Hole, is actually named after the Cowrie Shell. Which is, see that shell down there?
There's a million shells down there, Dave.
Next to the oyster shell.
See
the one with the stripes on them. You see those little round, they're not a conch shape. They're a bit smaller than that. But that's a Cowrie shell. There used to be one on one of the houses over here many years ago. It actually showed you what shape it was. But yeah, the Cowrie shell that comes in here, this is why this break's named after that. So you get a lot of shell collectors along here at times.
I'm hanging out to go down there and scratch around.
Yeah, as you can see, there's a nice little bit of sand along here. When we were kids, we used to get in here at high tide and actually swim around from here to Nobby's as the sweep would take you around the side of the wall there. Of course, you have to have flippers and stuff like that. But, yes, it's just a nice little area here. Of course, you've got the bars there to the south, which will offer you some protection from those cold westerlies and southerly winds. A lot of people do sunbaking and all of that. Yeah, this part of the bar is very popular very early in the morning with the early morning lap swimmers, and also being a sandy bottom here as well. a lot of people can get in and wade as well for injuries and stuff like that.